Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. Wausau police are looking for information on a missing man whose clothes was found on a park bench on Monday. According to the department's Facebook page, 47-year-old Gregory S. Papernick's belongings and cat were found in Big Bull Falls Park on Monday afternoon around 5 p.m. near the Scott Street Bridge. Police believe it's possible that Papernick entered the water, but there are no eyewitness reports of him doing so. Search efforts in the water have been unsuccessful. Papernick is a resident of Crandon and first made contact with police Monday while hitchhiking in Rothschild. A police officer gave him a ride to the Salvation Army in Wausau at about 9:30 in the morning. He left that location and was supposed to return for a 4 p.m. appointment, but never came back. He was wearing a green Boston Celtics jacket when he came to the Salvation Army. That jacket was found with his belongings in the park. Anyone who saw or had contact with him on Monday, October 2nd, should contact Wausau Police. The worldwide dairy industry gathered in Madison this week for the annual week-long Dairy Expo. Tim Morrissey reports.
The industry faces challenges both old and new as it adapts to changing trends in milk production, processing, and herd genetics. The critical factor of consumer demand is also shifting. Dr. Mark Stevenson, the Director of Dairy Policy at UW-Madison, will be leading a panel discussion called The Changing Landscape of Dairy. He says the issue of milk prices for producers is ever-present, and now there are industry-wide concerns about immigrant labor.
Much of the labor on dairy farms today is supplied by immigrant labor, with a lot of the concerns that we've had with trying to make sure that all labor is well documented.
Reliable estimates are that immigrant labor accounts for just over half the number of people working on dairy farms nationwide. According to the State Ag Department, on many dairy farms in Wisconsin, immigrants, mainly from Mexico, represent 75% to 80% of the workforce on dairy farms. I'm Jim Morrissey reporting.
A federal judge has thrown out a lawsuit claiming that Menards customers were deceived about the size of the 4x4 wood boards they buy. District Judge Edmund Chang has dismissed a potential class action lawsuit against the Eau Claire home improvement giant, which said the boards should be listed as 3.5 by 3.5. Chang says the U.S. Commerce Department recognizes that exact wood sizes vary due to a number of factors, and the government's endorsement of it supports the argument that Menards did not deceive customers. And University of Wisconsin students will be suspended for shouting down campus speakers twice and expelled for third violations. The UW Board of Regents adopted that policy today in Menominee. Republican state lawmakers called for the measure, saying it would help promote free speech on campus. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss earlier said it would give conservatives like him a better chance to be heard. State Public School Superintendent Tony Evers was the only regent voting no, saying it would have a chilling effect on free expression of speech among students. And for the first time in 11 years, United Airlines commuter flights are going in and out of Appleton with the Air Wisconsin banner. The two companies provided commuter service at Appleton from the mid-1960s until 2006, but Air Wisconsin remained in business as a regional carrier for American Airlines. That ends next March, but Air Wisconsin has revived its ties with United, and the first such flight landed in Appleton Thursday. Air Wisconsin says Chicago O'Hare will be the focal point of its routes, also with service to Green Bay, Madison, Milwaukee, and the Central Wisconsin Airport near Mosinee. The weather forecast for tonight: showers, possibly a thunderstorm, low around 55. Chance of precipitation, 100%. Saturday, windy with more rain, high near 64. Saturday night, rain ending, then gradually becoming mostly clear, low around 48. Sunday, sunny with a high near 67. Monday, sunny, high near 62. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for 6 Hours of the Blues, live from the WXPR studios with Blues Friday. I'm Ken Kroll.